The views and those on cases of the host and those management are our radio. Linda Botts.
Good morning. Welcome to KCNR 97 from your talk radio. Linda Botts. This morning is going to appreciate lucky. All right. Anyway, good morning. 7:05 in the morning. Our friends over at Shand Community. That's 7th. I was in Timber just. What happened so?
Oh, my idea. You have a fire weather day of 90 and a low of 84 with a low of 50. Now, Wednesday, that's when things are going to cool down. However, a fire weather watch will be in effect Wednesday through Thursday with a high of 71 for Wednesday and a low of 48. 76 for Thursday under sunny skies as lows drop down to 45. Weekend, mostly sunny from Sunday with highs around 80 for Friday and 68 for Sunday with lows dropping down. Now, for Wednesday, we could see wind gusts up to 38 miles per hour, so definitely much will be in effect. If you are traveling, quick look at your roads. A traffic collision, no injuries at Knighton Road this morning, and a traffic hazard. Try to avoid the area at Old Alturas Road and Old Oregon Trail. And now, Carl, back to you.
Okay, good morning. Hey, we are very fortunate to have our senator on the line today, Senator Brian Daly. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
I'm good. Are you? I hesitate to even ask you because sometimes you're on the road driving from Bieber towards Sacramento.
Actually, not. We're out of session now, so I'm in the district. I'm actually we're putting some peas in the ground. I'm getting an employee ready, and then I'll be out in the district. I've been spending a lot of time in the new part of the district, Carl. I met with the Sacramento Chamber. The Rotaries, the Boards of Supervisor members and City Council members for the new part that I've acquired during this, becoming a senator. So be in Placer County Tuesday night, Nevada County, and then I'll be back home Thursday and trying to find a little time to fill this deer tag I have, but I haven't had a chance yet. So anyway, working on our bills for the next year. Going to run a bill that will hopefully get AB5. I don't know if you're familiar with that bill that was this passed. Are you familiar with that bill?
No, I'm not.
So AB5 there was a company that made all their employees, Dynamex. It was a court case that they basically made their employees, they 1099 them and made them independent contractors. And so it threw really the independent contracting world into kind of a tailspin because of the court case. And so last year the legislature exempted, people who are like hairstylist and but Uber.
This is the contractor bill.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. We're very familiar with that. I'm sorry, I just didn't know it was AB5.
Yeah. So that was the bill, and so I'm going to do a bill this year that hopefully cleans it up and does it right. You know, there's a lot of people who were left out. Truckers were left out.
You mean carved out, to being protected?
Yeah, they carved some of them out. But so they picked winners and losers instead of going through and making a clear definition in the law that says, if you're a business owner, that you're an independent contractor. So companies like Uber and Lyft, they left them out. They left out doctors. So it's really impacting the district because we have, several. I think we have 17 hospitals, at least in my assembly district I knew of, that, sometimes they do have an anesthesiologist who comes one day a week and their surgeon comes, like in Fall River or Susanville, and they schedule those surgeries for that one day. Well, those doctors would have to be employees. And this is the crazy part, is that the bill is retroactive for 3 years. So if you thought you were a contractor or you were a contractor and you weren't carved out in this piece of legislation, you now, or the company, the people you worked for, could be liable to go back and actually try to figure out how to make you an employee after you've already been 1099. So it's a real mess. The legislature did a horrible job. I voted against AB5, the carve-outs, because we need to fix it. I also voted. So there was a trailer or a second bill that came through that exempted, papers, because, people who deliver papers are independent contractors, and if they carve those guys out. So it's just really unfortunate that the legislature didn't do the right thing and actually make it so independent contractors can work. And, you know, there truly is some people who have taken advantage of the independent contractor when they really should be an employee, and they've made independent contractors out of them. And that's wrong.
Well, I remember Disneyland years ago, because I had a friend that worked there. They fired everybody. I mean, literally fired, you know, well, not everybody, but they fired a large number of their employees and then rehired them the following week as contractors just for that reason. I mean, Disneyland did that. But the other part, besides just the doctors and our truckers around here, is I guess the music industry this is really going to hammer the music industry, because they have a lot of guys that just, you know, they come in to play on certain albums and that's it, and they walk out. Now they have to make employees. And, I mean, the people that employ contractors, like for teaching, and they come out there once a month or, once every 2 weeks or something. Now they're going to have to be employees. And this is just the cost of employees, as you know, Senator, is, you know, now instead of having a contractor, now you're paying their, they're paying their taxes, they're paying their Social Security. You've got them on workers' comp. You've got those things. Yeah. Everything. Yeah.
If they are an employee, they need to be on those.
Yeah.
You need to take care of those things like we do for our employees. But, you know, occasionally when we harvest, we have to have help, and we can't get our crops out in time, so we'll hire an independent trucker. And so he'll come, he'll pick up our load, take it to our silos, dump it. And they may be working for a week. So it's really going to impact the agriculture community. It's going to impact a lot of people who really need those fill-in. And it's also going to impact the person who wants to have that freedom to be able to pick and choose where they want to work as an independent contractor. You know, the Uber and Lyft is a perfect example of, you know, a single mom who wants to drop their child off at school and then pick up some extra money while they're at school driving people around with a car they already own. Well, they're not going to be able to do that. They're going to be employees. And that means that they'll be told when to work and when not to work. And that's unfortunate, because the gig economy, they call it, which is, you know, which is the high-tech changing of our way we work, are opportunities for people to pick up extra money and actually or even start a business. And so, anyway, I'm going to run a bill this year, trying to define what an independent contractor is and what isn't, and hopefully pick up all those people who were left behind.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, it was the Uber and Lyft. Uber was the one that started this. Employees of Uber. And I know Uber and Lyft have put a lot of money into the tens of millions of dollars to try and fight this. Are nurses, how about nurses? Are nurses carved out of this thing? You know, like you said, once they come in and work periodically or once a week or anything like that, were they carved out?
No, I don't believe so.
How about substitute
teachers? Excuse me?
Well, I was going to say substitute teachers, but then I realized when I was substituting, I was an employee, I guess, because they took out taxes and all that.
You know, Carl, some construction trucking was exempted, and so it was really pushed by some of those unions that wanted, you know, to force companies to, you know, go be union. So it's a mess. I'm going to do a bill for that. I'm also going to do a bill on the definition of a pickup truck. So this is one I tried before. I got it through to appropriations, but. So all the folks who work in the district that have a
I want to hear this. Plus, I have one more question about AB5, but I got to take a quick break. I'll be right back after that, though. Hey, this one is from Shasta Regional Medical Center. You know, Shasta Regional Medical Center, besides being one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the state, and the emergency room, your wait is down under 30 minutes. And imagine that. You come into an emergency room, and you actually are seen and by a professional in less than 30 minutes. They're also certified as by the Joint Commission for Strokes as an advanced primary stroke facility. Not only, you know, and I can just keep going on and on and on about what Shasta Regional Medical Center means to our community and what they've done for our community. But at Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. We'll be right back after these spots with Senator Brian Daley.
Armstrong and Getty here on KCNR with the all-new lineup for 2019.
Join us 9 to 12 Monday through Friday.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
This is retired U.S. Army Command Sergeant Major Ted Lighty, 1983 graduate of West Valley High School and proud Cottonwood native. After 22 years of service, I'm proud to represent Northern California veterans and our legacy of service to our country and community. Let's take a moment to reflect on the sacrifices made throughout the world by our veterans and their families who support them at home.
Shasta Regional Medical Center thanks our veterans for their service. United in care.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
Hello, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning.
Please proceed. Thank you.
Jack, well, yes, sir. Here at Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning Service, we carry a complete line of Energy Star high-efficiency heating and cooling systems.
Don't make a bit of sense to me.
Well, sir, we're always here to help you at Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. I don't know why you're so grouchy.
I'm not feeling grouchy.
And here at Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, we can install a new Energy Star high-efficiency system with our expert technicians. Now, what do you think of that?
You want answers? You can't handle the truth.
The truth is, quality service is just a phone call away with Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Call 221-2642 in Reading or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio blasting away for 10 years. Oh, my gosh, isn't it kind of scary? Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. If you're looking for firearms instruction, it is just outstanding. It is Ted Lighty and his team. All of them NRA instructors. It's the largest privately owned company in all of California. Northern Firearms Instruction. It's not just concealed carry. It's advanced tactics. It's defensive pistol. It's defense of your home. Even unarmed combat is offered at Northern Firearms Instruction. Learn more at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. It is our 10th year, and I would like to thank Senator Daley for you recognizing us, Senator. It was really a nice proclamation that we received Thursday night.
You're welcome.
Bruce came in and presented it, and it was we just want to thank you. Thank you for that.
Yeah, no problem. I enjoy being able to support businesses in our district, and you guys have been covering our what's happening in Sacramento since I've been in the legislature, and so I appreciate that. I think it's a great opportunity for the constituents to keep up to speed on what's happening in Sacramento.
Well, you know what? So we try to have our elected representatives on at least once a month, and just like this, talking about AB5 and your new and that new bill. But now you've got one. You said that about pickup trucks.
Yeah. So I'll explain a little bit. If you see them all over there, they have the box on the back. It's kind of square, and you know, they have the compartments so you can put your tools in. So all your plumbers and electricians and people who work in forestry, construction people, all use those because it's safe, it's secure. And but since 1987, you were supposed to have a motor carrier permit, which is about $185, if you have that box on there. So, but most people don't know that. And so, and then a couple years back, I think it was 2012, they actually changed the law to where you have to have a special, you have to be in a drug program, and it depends on your weight. But anyway, I ran a bill a couple of years ago to fix that so that people that, because you have liability. So the problem is that if you don't know that you're not obeying the law by having this motor carry permit and being in a drug program, and you basically have to do everything that a commercial truck, heavy truck, has to do. You have to have your name on the door. You have to have a CA number, all those things. And it's costly. It's about $400 a year, I think. And then on top of that, though, is your insurance goes up because now you're commercial and it costs a lot of money. And most people don't know it. So there's a huge liability for all those folks that, buy a pickup, go take the bed off that came from the factory and put the bed on, and then they're driving around using it and not aware of the fact that really if they got in an accident and some trial attorney, there was an injury or something, you know, you would be liable. So I ran a bill to fix that. And the law is a really bad law because it doesn't make any sense. If you have the normal pickup bed that came with the pickup and you put boxes all over it, and actually I had like five pictures of vehicles that, and I asked the legislators when I presented the bill, which one of these would you believe is legal? And they all picked the wrong one, of course, because you really can't tell the difference between which ones are legal and which ones aren't. And the other thing is that all of our municipalities are exempted. So the state of California, Caltrans folks are exempted. Your like Reading Electrical Utility is exempted, counties and cities. And so if it's about safety, which is what they say it's about, then we should exempt all the business owners out there too. Well, the cost to or the revenue that it generates is about estimated at $9 million. So that's where I got hung up, was they wanted me to find $9 million. And I said, well, we just take it out of the, you know, 50, at that time was $12 billion in extra money we have. Why don't we just, you know, backfill with the $12 billion or part of that $12 billion. And anyway, I did get the bill out. So it's a righteous bill, and it's the right thing to do. And I'm really concerned about my constituents all over my district that are driving around with liability and don't even know it. And so I'm going to run that bill again and try to make some sense of that. And so those are a couple bills this cycle that we're looking at to run.
Why don't we just take that money out of let me just take that money out of the billion set aside for people here illegally.
Oh, yeah. Don't even get me started on the amount of money that we spend on, you know, this really sad when you see where we spend the money. There's money spent for people who haven't served our country. I mean, we have veterans. If you're a a homeless person who doesn't choose to want to, you know, be part of the society, we spend more money on those people than we do our veterans. And
oh, yeah.
I think that is just totally wrong.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're, you know what? And here's the other thing, Senator. The number of active duty military that have committed suicide this year is up like over 500 people. And then you add that to the 21 a day of veterans, 21 veterans a day of committing suicide. And where is the outrage on this? Where is the front? You know, if illegals were killing themselves at 21 of them a day were killing themselves, I guarantee you that it would be front page news. It would be 24 hours on the TV sets. It would be everywhere. But yet we seem to think that's okay, that there's and this problem has been going on for a long time. I don't see any legislation in there aiming at, hey, let's put a few more million dollars into mental health for our veterans. We have the largest amount of veterans in the country right here in California.
Well, you know, I want to give you some hope, Carl. There's a lot of people awakening to the fact that, you know, our government is not working the way it should work, and that we're, you know, it's even biblical. What's right is wrong, and what's wrong is right. It's scriptural, and that's what's happening right now. We're seeing that. We're seeing that, you know, just like we talked about, it doesn't make any sense that we would spend money on illegals and not take care of our veterans who put their lives on the line, along with their families, to give us these freedoms. And so, but I will share with you, I think that there's, you know, people are waking up, and people are realizing that, you know, the curriculum we have in our schools, the healthcare we don't have, and the waste of their taxpayers' money and the debt we have, I think people are coming around to it. And so I'm hopeful that the pendulum will swing and we'll see a change in California, because under this leadership of our governor and the Democrats running Sacramento, you know, you can't afford to live in California. Our education is low. There's just so many things that are wrong. And it's not a matter of money. It's a matter of policy and, you know, priorities is the biggest problem. It's not that we don't have they don't think throwing money at it. If money was the answer, we should be in good shape, because we have, you know, the highest taxes in the country, and we pay more in California for everything. And it's not about money. It's about our policies.
Just if you could get the legislature, I don't know how you would do this, but just get the whole legislature to acknowledge this problem we have in California, and just, you know, the whole assembly, you know, the assembly and the Senate, just acknowledge we have a problem here and we need to fix this. I mean,
you know,
it's not even acknowledged.
Well, the biggest problem is that most of the legislators, you know, out of the assembly, when I was in the assembly, I'm figuring it out in the Senate right now, there was five of us that did a payroll out of 80. And so they don't understand what it's like to create a private industry job. They're mainly community organizers, and it's the best job they ever had. They'll do anything to keep it. And that's the problem, is that, and we exempt it, the legislature is exempt from the laws that the normal businesses have to abide by. In the legislature, you don't have to, you don't have to pay overtime. You don't have to. It's crazy. It doesn't make sense. And we're special. Well, so is everybody else out there in business that's trying to provide. And, you know, what about the workers of the workforce in the capital that don't have the same rights as everybody else? It's because it's hard to do. And that's the problem, is that we should be definitely held accountable to the same laws that everybody else is and it's just wrong. And I've pointed that out. I can't tell you how many times and we actually ran a bill that said, you know, hey, we have to treat our employees the same as everybody that owns a business has to in California. And it was killed by the party in control.
Oh, it's killed by Democrats.
Yeah.
Let's just say that. It's killed
by
the Democrats.
Yeah, and so we have you know, since 1994, it's been ran by the Democrats, and you can't afford to live in California. I mean, go to San Francisco if you want to see, you know, where Gavin Newsom's been part of that city and government down there. And, you know, people are defecating on the street. There's needles. You don't even want to go to San Francisco. It used to be a place that people would go from all over the world because it was such a great city, and it's just turned into a place where there's just crime and filth it doesn't make sense.
You know, the you know, we have to take a break, and we have some, you know, some people want to talk to you, too. Can you stay with us for a little bit? Okay. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. And Judy's been doing this since 1993. And she has been finding health insurance, yes, of course, but also fire insurance for people who have had their, that's the other thing, you know, Senator, that we need to get into is they're canceling fire insurance for everybody. I mean, the middle of Reading, they're canceling fire insurance, but Judy has been able to find it and work in different ways, but companies all over California are canceling fire insurance. But she can help you. Judy Maxwell, 1378 Hilltop Drive. Give her a call at 221-0441. Jimmy, hang on. We'll get to you right after the break. We're here with Senator Brian Daly. 55 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day.
Armstrong and Getty here. We'll be on right after Carl and Linda's Free Fire Radio Show.
Join us right here from 9 till noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Addison's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AddamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill. Featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Scorecard. Oh. I was scared to look into the rise there. Are they going
to
cut off?
So he would come up to me. He wanted. Yeah. Come on, not to give him.
Came to the bay. We knew we were going to win. So I'm like,
screw it. When's the night?
This Bryman Senior Living is having Marianne move here.
Originally, really wanted to be independent, but just such a big difference. That's what we're going to cut her. It was really, she feels like she's enriching. Really enjoying herself.
Hey, or luncheon. See for yourself. What's love? Commons. 2121.
Join the Conversation Room, r4.com.
Welcome back to r9FM and 14 Radio. Here with Matt Connick, brought to you by a big shout-out, Matt Clark. Helpers is the place to help around the house today. Are voted best. Won so many awards. And it's nice with her. It's almost like, oh, up. Ready? I was teaching, and I raised my voice 36 in the morning. He's weather report. And we have Senator Brian calling in today. All of our people. You can ask here with us in question for the...
that you board or held that true?
No.
Oh, I wanted to...
Thank you. So, there is... So, when I hear somebody shows our... so, over the years, there are people that cost keeps going out. Cost your county off the street to take care of these incidents. I did a letter asking to make sure in function of where people got... county cost require you to take...
You such...
Yeah. Deputy Street used it again that I was, taking care of county, and if the standard liability as a supervisor, I want the laws that impact those that most like that learn as being a county and life, he's on this maintaining your jail, keeping those in jail, very difficult for operate when this funded liability. One of the reasons I ran office at the tax office law, send the money. We're not for those laws. That's what happened with 8-8 with Gelsman. What it passed that to take care of it, and things wrong with our government. And, you know, in campaigns, I'll list things and don't give you an opportunity to share what you're doing and how you're trying to help make your constituents whole at the local level.
And I thoroughly agree with that. You know, and we're suffering from AB 109 right now, and 47 and 57. We're looking at a pass-wide tax just to build a jail, put another 500 people into, take them off the streets because of this AB 109 and 47 and 57 and whatever else is coming down the road. Senator, do you see any change at all? I mean, Gavin Newsom's in every, you know, I've seen a couple of polls that show, you know, he's tanking in the popularity, and people are really upset with the legislature in that when it comes to housing and the homeless and other things that are happening, the amount where the money is going. Do you see any kind of like starting to, any kind of shift in the moderate, if it's such a thing, moderate Democrats?
I think there's going to be a shift. Well, you're seeing recall petitions out for the governor right now. And, you know, people are frustrated. And so they're, you know, but I think at the end of the day, I don't think it's going to happen until we see a true change, until we see a downturn in the economy. Because right now, every time there's something comes up, they just take our tax money that's readily available. We have about $18 billion that they over-collected from us, and they're spending it. So that's, and you know, politicians love to take your money and spend it, and that's why I ran for office, was to stop that. I think you do a better job spending your own money. And as you know, Carl, you can't afford, the crime's up, you can't afford to live in California, and people are getting tired of it, and they're going to, I think there's going to be a revolt. And you're seeing that now with you know, the polling with the governor, and you're seeing people out, you know, signing petitions. And so, you know, there's a lot of people in California that receive benefits from the hardworking people. And so when there becomes more takers than there are givers, which is happening right now, it'll turn over. And that's what we saw, you know, after we came out of the 60s. And that's why we got Ronald Reagan, was basically because he, you know, gave that great speech for, I think it was Nixon, about the cost, and the, you know, and it launched his campaign. And so there'll be leaders that come forward, and people are starting to rise up and push back on, you know, the socialist agenda that's coming out of Sacramento, and it's going to be a positive thing, I think, but I think it's going to take a downturn in the economy for people to really wake up.
Yeah, I think so, and I you know, it's one of those things where I hope that doesn't happen, but I'm. On one hand, a little bit of me says, you know what? People need to get slapped in the face here. Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning. You have a question for Senator Daley?
Yeah, hello.
Yep, you're on.
Oh, okay, yeah. The question I have for the senator is that when he talked about the mandating of money from the counties, basically for illegals, when he talked about that, how can that be mandated? Wouldn't the sheriff department be discretionary spending? In other words, how does one work with the other? You get about 15 to 17% discretionary. How does one affect the other, number one? and number two, if the unions are a bit of a problem there, then why is he taking, and his wife taking, thousands and thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars from the union? And I'll just take that. I'd just like the answer to those two.
Okay, Terry, thank
you. Well, number one, confused about the illegals. The sheriff and it's the social service is part of the county that has to take care of the indigent. It's not the sheriff. So the sheriff takes care of, yes, whoever's illegal, and hopefully they're working with ICE, which I think they are in Shasta County, to take care of those criminals that are here. And on the second point, yes, I've taken union money, and I've not ever said that I haven't, but I've taken public safety union money and firefighter union money. And I stand with public safety. I think that's what we're supposed to do as government, is build infrastructure, is one thing, protect us from foreign and domestic enemies. And, you know, when you dial 911, those are the people that show up. If you don't want that to happen, then don't support law enforcement. And you're seeing it in Sacramento right now, that there's a heck of a lot of legislators who don't support law enforcement, and people aren't going into that line of work. And so for me, yeah, I stand with public safety. My wife does as well. And yes, they support us financially for our campaigns, and I'm proud to have them on board. And I think most of the constituents that are out there know that government was designed to, that's one of the functions of government. It's one of the things we need. We do a lot of things we shouldn't do in government. Absolutely. There's tons of things that the government does that I don't think we should do. But one of them is, you know, when the fire breaks out, those are the people that show up. And when there's somebody trying to harm you, those are the people that show up. So, yes.
Okay, hey, we're going to take one more break, and then we'll come back with the senator. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. In fact, you'll see some of the other jewelry stores coming in there because they have the only real, well, I should say the only watch repair guy in Reading who can build one from scratch. But Four Winds Jewelry, a great selection of everything you could possibly imagine, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back with Senator Brian Daly.
Your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
My name is Mike Gutierrez. I'm a 40-year resident in Shasta County, and I served honorably and proudly in the United States Marine Corps from 1967 to 70 with a tour in Vietnam. My experiences and lessons that I learned in the Marine Corps continue to benefit me even today. Semper Fi.
Shasta Regional Medical Center thanks you for your service and your sacrifice. United in care.
Don't miss Wind River Resort and Casino's Iced Out Halloween Bash, featuring 90s hip-hop rapper legend Vanilla Ice. Dress up, bust out your dance moves, and enter the costume and 90s dance-off contests. Over $5,000 in cash and prizes. DJ Bucky Dungeon on the ones and twos, playing all the hottest hits. Iced Out Halloween Bash, up close and personal with Vanilla Ice. Saturday, October 26th. Must be 21. Tickets on sale at windriver.com.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio for the past 10 years and for the next 10 years, I hope. 7:50 in the morning, 55 degrees. It's going to be a beautiful day today. Weather reports brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. Hey, we're here with Senator Brian Daly. Okay, Senator, I need the absolute truth on this one. Is there times when you're sitting there in the middle of all this that you say, hey, I wish I was out there on the ranch shooting squeaks with Carl?
Oh, yeah. Well, absolutely. You know, as you know, Carl, I love the land and love California. It's a great place. That's why I got involved. My family came here in 1929 during the Great Depression. And, you know, my grandfather put his name in because he was a veteran and was able to get a homestead up in Siskiyou County in Tule Lake. And, you know, I don't want to leave. I'm not leaving. We've invested a lot in our land and our generations of work, and same with my neighbors. I mean, they all love this place, but just hate what's happening with the, you know, our government. And so that's why I got involved. And, you know, there's a lot of people who want to throw rocks and tell you how to do your job when you're elected, and that's fine. But I encourage people to get involved and do it. It's not as easy as it looks, and you're not the king. You don't get to just, you're one of 40, you're one of 80, you're one of five on a board of supervisors or city council. And, you know, you don't get to just do everything you want to do. And it's unfortunate. It's not a dictatorship. It's, you know, you have to work with people. And so for me, I've been working at it a long time, and, yeah, there's lots of days I'm very frustrated. But, you know, I was watching my daughter play volleyball a couple weekends ago, and I'm thinking it's about the kids. It's about the future of my children. And, you know, that's why I do it. And I want my neighbors to be able to raise their children and pass on their land and their dreams of California as well. And we've seen changes in our nation. I mean, we don't because it's been enough. California to be on a few, you know, but I try to do the best to me constituency, and yeah, who are I make those just like I signed that letter to their struggles. My state's not the laws and Twitter. I'm working to can for my constituency.
Senator, break it up into the fire. After last year's so much state, are we forcing everybody out, of course, clearing out all the, you know, maybe is it, you know, that's still, are they on a front?
There's a lot of, been doing law streamline. Been doing it. Was talking about the big fires. Thank God, a big, you know, devastation will not to have to burn. And so on. But as when we've been trying to power plant, obviously, standing, we need some help from the statewide place, but we need some help from the federal government. That is the federal.
Congressman Lamont.
Oh yeah, he knows. He's faced with it. Just trying, same as it is. Yeah, a lot of things power, but you know, right house is control. Anyway, Carl, I know you're allowing me to come on. Constituents. Of what I'm doing, that swing, and we can.
Oh, we're out here. You had written now, but we need you. Care. All right. You know, we really wanted to get in. First of all, Stacy and Jim, who they are in right now. But this home in Palo Cedro, the Victor Tree on Monday, they had sensed and murdered. And three 13 feet away there, they got $1 damage. It's a to environment for some youth. Are temporarily not able in family city or lower. So we have kids over in their nations, Pasadena, California, Pomona, Bernardino, and Santa Rosa. And they have not hit, but the question is why didn't one bring in here, obviously, but what's place that, and is there, there's obviously danger. Is it a, you know, is there, you keep 16 years, anything going on out that happened, and when in 1 week, or did it need such, is the youth behavioral answers that reason supervision in conjunction to mental health. Did people out in Palo Cedro know this when they were bringing it in, when they brought in the home, have anything to say about it? Questions. And we're going to be following this up. And, is you know, you have one that we know of. It says Redding, but they're out in Palo Cedro. Maybe they just use Redding. Are there more? And did you know that somebody could open up, if you've got an empty house in your block, they could come in there and buy that and establish that? Can they do that? Do they have to have permission from anybody? There's a good question. Hey, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come on back right after the news with two of our favorite people, Rhonda Alvey and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine. Well, you know.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The first Monday in October, signaling the start of a new term for the U.S. Supreme Court, one that includes a number of hot-button issues.
The justices first hear a death penalty case from Kansas about whether states can abolish an insanity defense. Tuesday, they'll tackle a case involving LGBT rights, specifically whether the Civil Rights Act protects people from discrimination in the workplace because they're gay or transgender. Next month, they'll consider whether the Trump administration's efforts to dismantle protections for young immigrants provided in the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program has been lawful. The court will also deal with another case on state abortion restrictions, this one Louisiana's law requiring doctors who perform abortions to have admitting privileges at local hospitals. Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Trump is withdrawing U.S. troops from northern Syria after backing Kurdish fighters there in the battle against ISIS. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Syria's Kurds are accusing the United States of turning its back on its allies, but President Trump says it's time for the U.S. to get out of these ridiculous endless wars and bring our soldiers home. He goes on to say we will fight where it is to our benefit and only fight to win.
Military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, troubled by the U.S. troop pullout.
Unfortunately, this will destabilize northern Iraq because most of northern Iraq is controlled by Kurds, as is the western part of Iran and, of course, southeastern Turkey. So this is going to have a, I think, a detrimental effect.
And McGinnis says Iran stands to benefit from the withdrawal of American troops. President Trump's lawyers now appealing a judge's ruling that the president cannot stop Manhattan's district attorney getting a hold of his tax returns. On Wall Street, the Dow is down about 27 points. The Nasdaq, 12 points higher. The S&P down 1 point. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy!
North Korea's top nuclear negotiator warning the U.S. of a, quote, terrible incident if negotiations fail to make significant progress. The BBC's Laura Bicker in Seoul.
When it comes to North Korea, you're dealing with unpredictability. The second thing is they take a very hard line when it comes to negotiations. This is what we've seen in the past, and this is what we appear to be seeing now. A lot of noise comes out of North Korean state media and from officials to try to kind of harden their stance and really kind of say to their opposition, this is where we're standing, we're drawing a line in the sand, and we're not going to step over it. We've heard it before, right at the start of the year, Kim Jong-un warned the United States that if they didn't change their stance, if they didn't change their idea of how to denuclearize North Korea, North Korea would choose a new path.
News and analysis at townhall.com. The nation's business economists think the U.S.-China trade war will contribute to a sharp slowdown in economic growth both this year And next,
the latest National Association for Business Economics survey shows expected growth is measured by the gross domestic product to slow to 2.3% this year, down from 2.9% in 2018. That's also down from the 2.6% estimate the NABE panel made for 2019 back in June. Those surveyed also say they expect GDP growth to fall to 1.8% in 2020. And while they see little likelihood of a recession over the next 12 months, they do expect the risk to rise by late next year. Matt Small, Washington.
Working the phones, talking to other European leaders, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. He continues fighting for his Brexit deal as an end-of-the-month deadline looms large. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. You're celebrating our 10th anniversary out here. Further, we'll celebrate that for the next few months, and then we'll just move away from that into the next 10 years. Good morning, everybody. Hey, the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community is Shasta Regional Medical Center. Sue. Good morning. I need you to do something. I need you to turn off the stream, reset the stream, because it seems like some people are having a problem with it, and that it's going in and out. So if you can reset that, we'll do that. But give us the weather.
The weather for today and your extended weather forecast for the rest of the week. Sunny and warm today with a high of 90 as overnight lows drop down to 54. Tomorrow, sunny once again and cooler with a high of 84 and a low of 50. Now for Wednesday and all the way through Thursday, we will have a fire weather watch, a high fire danger. Sunny and breezy with a high of 71 for Wednesday, 48 for Wednesday night, and sunny for Thursday and a high of 76. For Thursday night, overnight lows dropping down in the 40s. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, sunny, and a high of 80 for Friday and Saturday. 78 for Sunday, with overnight lows dropping down in the 40s once again. Now for Wednesday, we could see wind gusts as high as 38 miles per hour. It is mostly clear in downtown Redding. Red Bluff is currently 54 degrees, 53 in Anderson, 48 in the city of Shasta Lake, and 50 degrees in downtown Redding. We do have a traffic hazard reported. Apparently, this is still affecting Old Alturas Road and Old Oregon Trail. That has not been cleared up by the California Highway Patrol. This is on their incident page at this time. We do have heavy construction along the I-5 corridor between, let's say, Dunsmuir and all the way up to Oregon along I-5. Heavy construction between Redding and Anderson, of course, just past Weaverville, slide repair, and we do have work on 99 this morning. Now, Carl, back to you.
Hey, the weather and the road reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, operating out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans.
A lot of us are going down tonight for the court case tomorrow with Sarah versus Baird that happens tomorrow. On Market Street, at Pat Kramer's Insurance in Anderson, at Bastiani Arms on Larkspur and on Larkspur Lane, and at Jones Fort on Cypress Avenue, we do have petitions for folks to sign to recall Gavin Newsom at those five locations.
Yes, they are. I saw when I was at Bastiani's this weekend, I saw it there. Nice lady was there.
Right. And then just one last thing real quick. When I had mentioned about discretionary and mandatory spending to the senator, to clarify that very quickly, the mandatory spending is what the state says you have to spend, but having a sheriff or fire or anything like that, that's discretionary spending. The state has nothing to do with that. So if the state mandates to you in your mandated money what you have to spend it on, it won't hurt the discretionary because that's separate. So it was two separate accounts, and one really, so that the ramification wouldn't have been taking sheriffs off the street.
Well, that's okay. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, I didn't explain that very well.
Okay.
I apologize for that. But that's
okay.
It's two different funds. They're two different areas. So,
but
one
still,
had nothing
still,
to do with the other.
It's still
the ramification would never be.
But
free.
It is still a mandatory spending that they have to do that they were not picking up the cost for.
Yeah. But the mandatory situation is that. It's already mandatory. It's in that percentage. And I think that Lassen County is around 15% discretionary, no matter what.
Yeah, I think she asked it like either 15 or 17%.
Well, it's a little less. According to Trish Clark, when she left, it was 12%.
Yeah,
and
not
I
a lot.
I talked to some other supervisors, it's about 13 to 14. But yeah, you could be right. It could be 15.
I don't know, somewhere around there. Okay, thanks a lot, Tara.
You bet.
All right. Hey, I'm going to sit with James and Rhonda. And of,
it's all about birthdays.
Yeah, Linda took like 100. And,
good. You're in there.
You guys, you... Thank you for that article.
Oh,
the lady
yeah.
that did it called us. For, she lives in like New Mexico.
Yeah.
Talked to us for a few minutes. Long time. You gave us just a great article.
That's
yeah, thank
the,
you.
October is your take.
Well, it's here. This is when we celebrate it. And 19th is the day. Okay. But there's some December.
Yeah.
You just go catch it a couple of.
Well, it looked like a lot of fun. I'm sorry that I missed
well,
you guys
very nice.
Minutes of that. My midterm.
You know, other, you know, we understand jobs now. Tell people, hey, thank you. Did take us. There's still cake on there. That cake, they, you know.
They're delicious.
Well, for us as a yeah. company, too, big celebration for this October issue.
13th
birthday.
Stop today or go to their website.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
My jam. Today's Sleep with Mac Day.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
I've noticed it going
well,
out and coming
well,
in.
Well, no, it's because of, it's my... It's my local Fleetwood Mac Day. I just felt like Fleetwood Mac. I tell you,
well, I have a very
Stevie Nicks.
I have a very love them. Partial. I'm very partial to Fleetwood Mac myself.
How come?
Because my mom actually dated Lindsey Buckingham for a while.
Are you Lindsey Buckingham's
love child?
Love
I know,
child.
I wish. No, I'm not. But yes, there was a brief moment, and then when I was a little kid, I grew up in married student housing in Goleta, uh-huh. In outside of. Santa Barbara, and of course UCSB. We lived right on the campus, and so it was an amazing school because it had bike freeways and stuff. And as a kid, and being able to access the university, I was allowed to go to the, the ocean labs, and do whatever I wanted. I just rode my bike all over the place. But the stadium was there, and Fleetwood Mac would come and play. And you weren't allowed to bring drinks in. So, they would confiscate them at the gate. And the police were so cool to me, I was allowed to take all the drinks, and I'd load them up in my wagon, and I'd go back to married student housing and go door-to-door and sell all the drinks. And then on Saturday morning, I would get up and come around, and I had a can collecting business, and I would collect all the aluminum cans from everybody that I'd sold the drinks to. So... And while I was doing that, I could hear Fleetwood Mac playing because it was just near our house. So I just love Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, I tell you what, I could listen to them a lot. Yeah, I could listen to them. Hey, we're here with Rhonda Alvey and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine, if you couldn't tell already. I truly enjoy this because there's so many things going on, contentious. So many contentious things going on. People that I know are angry. There's people I know are angry, and they're angry about so many different things. Homelessness. They're worried. You know, they're angry about crime. They're angry because Trump's the president. They're angry because people are attacking Trump. I mean, it just goes on and on. As you all know, there's a lot of anger out there. More anger than I've seen in a long time.
Doesn't it feel that way?
It does. And when you all come on, what you all have here.
It is joy.
It is. You look at this magazine, and there's just nothing but positive stuff in here. And you go into your store. It's positive. It's just positive. And that's one of the reasons that I really like to have you all on. You know,
thanks.
Yeah, we're not hammering away at this person or that vent or something like that. No. What we're doing is celebrating life and celebrating just how great it is up here.
I think
so. Thank you so much for,
well,
you know,
thanks for that.
We've been together
and recognizing
for,
that.
Well, we've been doing this for 10 years.
Well, and I think that
you've been doing it longer.
There's a point for discussion of all those things. I mean, that's the whole point.
Right.
I mean, we come from a country where you'll be able to speak your mind, and it should be allowed, and that should be cherished and honored more than anything. And no matter how upset you get, somebody has the right to speak and share. But it needs to be done in a way that's helpful, in my opinion. And
not healthy.
Not nasty. But with that said, you know, we all also need to take a breath and have a place where we can celebrate the things that people are doing.
Everybody needs a happy spot.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Everybody has a happy spot.
And really, when you think about it, the bad news is the news that gets the most attention. So really, if you think about that.
Mm-hmm. And well, yeah, if it bleeds, it leads.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And
right.
And I tell you what, I think part of this, in fact, I'm positive that part of this is because, and it started with CNN, and the reason I'm saying it started with CNN, they were the first 24-hour-a-day news channel,
right.
I believe.
Uh-huh.
And then the other ones came on. So you've got news and comment for 24 hours a day on many channels.
Mm-hmm. You can't get away from it.
You can't get away from it, and they have to find things to keep saying.
Right.
And that's fine. I mean, that's their business model. But I think that's one of the things is everybody's found their niche.
Right.
And now the attacks go on. And they go on 24 hours a day.
Right.
You can't really get away with it unless you just, I'm not going to listen to a TV.
I actually like that. I was just thinking, on the front of our magazine, we've always said Enjoy Magazine. It's on the house because originally our marketing and advertising agency was called In-House. And so it was a nod to that, and we have since switched our business to Enjoy Inc. But we should probably change the cover and say your happy space.
Yeah,
no, it is. You know, I've been in places before.
Carl.
Yeah, I've been places before where you just have to go into a happy space. I mean, not right then, but later on.
Well, isn't that like you see that it's a thing where you like roll up into a ball and go to your happy place, go to my happy place.
Yeah.
I think Ace Ventura did that in the bathroom stall once too. I need my happy place.
It is a happy place. You know? Nobody screws with you, and you hope nobody screws with you in the
Well, somebody was.
Oh, okay.
And he was trying to just block it out.
Oh, okay. Okay, what do we have here now?
So, of course, we're celebrating October. You know, you can just kind of taste the fall in the air. Finally, it's coming, and Halloween is around the corner, and we start and kick off the season of
harvest
festivities.
Yes,
you know?
Harvest season.
But we love October's issue, and it's got a great little cover of a family. They look like they're going fishing and heading out to a pond or a lake somewhere. But it's chock full of all kinds of articles, as usual, but there's a lot of fun things in here. One of them on page 19 is called The House That the Community Built. And I think this is a really cool story. And I don't know all the details of it, but the gist is there was a family here in town that owned a home. And I guess there was a woman that was living there, and she had had some rough times, but got her act together and lived in the home. And then somewhere along the line, she stumbled and sort of fell back into her addictive ways and stuff. And then the house went into disrepair, and the family that owned it didn't have any of the money or enough money to maintain it. And I guess the neighborhood I pulled together.
Came together
and totally cleaned the lot out and gutted the house and completely remodeled it from top to bottom, and made a beautiful community effort to restore and get a home back that was kind of light on the neighborhood.
Yeah, Wendy and Sam Van Kirk.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Had a big place in this.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Van Kirk. And yeah. Wendy.
And now I think the house has been is like somebody that was in the fire, and that kind of is what happened.
The car fire happened, and here's this house sitting there that is that needs to be repaired
and usable with some love.
So they fixed the house up, and somebody who lost their home in the car fire is living there. So it's just a really heartfelt story. Yeah. And
I like this part here is that we had heart surgeons doing drywall and mortgage brokers spackling walls.
Right.
And
right.
One guy who had had problems with his life and since turned it around came out to help.
Right.
Yeah.
And now the
right.
house is a blessing.
Yeah.
I think that's, you know, no, we need to see things like that.
Yep.
Well, and you know what? The thing is this country is really, it's brick and mortar, and its base is based upon that, is people giving and doing good works and good deeds. It's a very generous country, and I think it's really nice to see the people that can do,
Absolutely.
Not that's the way it should always be, but, you know, it is nice to see that if you're well off or you have, you know, the ability to, is to take the time to give back. You know, and respect what you've created in your hard work, and try to either bless somebody else or educate somebody else, and show be a good citizen and a good model for other people to follow.
That's it. You know, sometimes you all get the same things we do. You know, we go to a lot of events. Mm-hmm. And give a lot of time to events. We have time to offer, but you all don't always have money.
That's how it is for us, too.
For you all, too. But, you know, you give free stuff in the magazine. You donate things. You know, we give out hundreds of dollars. Time is money. Yeah. We give out, you know, we donate hundreds and hundreds of dollars to public service announcements for things that we think is important.
Right.
Veterans issues, homeless issues, domestic violence, just, you know, hey, events that are coming up to raise money.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all of that is we believe, just like I know you all believe and many others believe, that helps build our community.
Mm-hmm.
And our community is expanding now
mm-hmm.
with what's going on downtown right around all of us here.
And that just goes to show that, you know, all the people that have been working very hard to lay that foundation, people now are being able to stand on it. And it's firm soil, and they can now build.
Yeah.
So
it is.
You know, not to be cliche, but it's the truth.
It is the truth. You know, you got to take a break here, but
yep.
It is the truth that people are seeing the future now mm-hmm. as opposed to we were mired mm-hmm. in stuff from before. And so now it's kind of like, you know what? It's time to step forward. It's time to make those changes.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we fight against changes and, you know, a lot of times because it's chaos and, oh, God, we're going to lose our parking. What are we going to do? Well, not all the parking's going away.
Once the change is made, then you adapt to the new change, and that becomes the new norm.
You adapt or you die. Mm-hmm. So if you can't adapt to it, I say die. I don't mean literally die, but if you can't adapt to something like, well, I've got to walk, you know, I've got to walk 50 more yards
mm-hmm.
or 60 more yards. I mean, we can adapt to that.
Right.
Okay. Hey, we got to take a break. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. Sleep Number.
Mm.
When you think about it, it's the fall. It's a season of change. What are you doing? You know, kids going back to school. Well, Sleep Number beds have been proven to be by J.D. Power's most popular mattress in America. And kids need a lot of sleep. Kids need almost as much sleep as pro football players. Probably a lot more than pro football players. You don't get this, but there's over 1,800 NFL players sleeping on Sleep Number, too. And so you watch your kids, and they grow like 4 inches overnight, as you two can tell me. But they need lots of sleep, and this is what Sleep Number can do for you. My Sleep Number setting is 60. Linda's Sleep Number setting is 40. And this today, Linda's Sleep Number setting is going to change because while I'm sitting here in an air-conditioned spot talking to two of my favorite people, she is moving rocks today because we're redoing the portion of our landscaping. And Linda's out there with a wheelbarrow and a shovel.
Moving
rocks, placing them in just the right spot so then I can come in at noon and put concrete all around them. So she's going to be in sleep number bed tonight. And sleep number beds allow you to, you know, to pick that firmness you want on your side of the bed. Right now they're having a fall sale where the Queen Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is now only $1,399. It's the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL, and you're only going to find Sleep Number down at our Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center. Head on down there, jump on the bed, tell them Carl and Linda sent you, and see what a good night's sleep can really be. We'll be right back with James Masada and Rhonda Alvey of Enjoy the Magazine.
You know that I'm falling and I don't know what to say. Speak a little louder, I'll even shout.
At Premier Oil Change, we pride ourselves in efficiency and customer service. We love to hear what our guests have to say about us. Mary said,
best service yet, guys. Thanks.
Gene commented,
always polite, friendly, fast, and efficient.
Pat wrote,
the crew is always friendly, and they get me in and out.
Lindsay said,
we always come here, amazing and fast.
Come experience Premier Oil Change for yourself. Our trained technicians will take care of your maintenance while you wait in the comfort and safety of your vehicle. Enjoy free beverages and Wi-Fi while we do the rest. No appointment required, just drive in. Stop by a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits, profits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Redding. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460, your talk radio station for 10 years. Thank you, listeners. Thank you, everybody out there. Thank you to our advertisers. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, who have been with us for longer than 10 years. The old place where I was had a show, there they were. They were with us. Cypress Square Barbershop, right there in right across from the Subway place. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans and is man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. I'm here with Rhonda Alvey and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine, and you've come to one of my favorite parts of the magazine, Boo. Diamond in the Rough, the old Diamond Bar in Yreka. It's good. I was thinking about writing maybe I should write an article and just go to different, Linda and I just go to different bars all over the place.
That'd
be fun. And you just, you can get into some of these real old ones, like that one in French Gulch.
Oh,
you've probably already
beautiful.
Done a story on that one, but I mean, that thing is, I mean, that's history right there, just like this one.
This bar is history, actually, because it came here in the 1800s to Kennett and came from Chicago. It was built in Chicago. The bar is mahogany, and the back bar is made of cherry wood, and it came on a ship. It came on a ship, and... and came
we're
to
laughing
to
because
Kennett.
I was giving arm and hand gestures with my with my face.
Talking to the mic.
Yeah, talking.
It came to the proprietor, Victor Slim Warrens, and he was an entrepreneur, and he loved diamonds. So he had the Diamond Bar in Kennett, and then Kennett kind of fell, and, they lost their main whatever.
Was there a bar in town that was?
Was
that called Kennett or some in Diamond something?
Yes. But anyway, the bar ended up moving to Hilt, which is almost to the Oregon border, and it was another Diamond Saloon, and stayed there for a while, and then Hilt kind of went down the tubes, and then it was placed in a barn, and the bar sat there for many years.
A barn?
In a barn, yeah, in Hilt. And then in the 1950s, I believe, in 1957, 2 years after the Elks Lodge in Yreka was open, they purchased the Diamond Bar, and now that's where it sits. And the pictures are beautiful. The back bar is just amazing. So anyway, it's just a really neat story about this this bar at the Elks Lodge. So,
You know, in fact, the first town they were in is under Shasta Lake right now.
Exactly.
And so, but this bar, so it's up in Yreka, but do you have to go to the Elks Lodge to us?
So
you have to go into the Elks Lodge and...
you have to be a member to go into
You have to be a member. That's, you know what?
I wonder if they make an exception because the bar is so cool. They give you like a day pass just to see the bar.
I
don't know if you have to be a member.
Well, they didn't pay very much for it. It's some oil paintings, lighting fixtures, and a partition complete with a bullet hole from when a couple of robbers made off with two of Slim's diamond rings in 1914 were included in the deal. Well, of course, it had to be included in the deal. Wow.
And it's really neat how it talks about moving the bar into the Elks Lodge because it was so big.
I was going to say,
they had to do it twice.
This thing?
Yeah.
Well, they said they've got the mirrors. So you figure that you're looking, and one of them says, I'm looking into the mirrors, the miners, the dance hall girls, the gunmen, all everybody who has been, had anything to do with this, looking into the same mirrors. You know, that is a great history.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering, and now that bar, by the way, that they paid $2,500 for has been appraised at over $70,000.
I can't imagine just the wood.
Yeah.
It is beautiful.
You can't replace that. You can't, if you rebuild it, it would cost you at least that much. Wow.
Yeah. And
anyway, okay.
It's very handy.
They go up to Yreka, and if you're an Elk member, go on in there, sit down, and lift the Frosty.
So, yeah, I guess you do have to be. I'm just thinking about, because I'm a member at our Elks Club here.
So you'd be good up there?
And I became a member because I went to a party. There. I mean, Daryl was a member for years and years, and then...
And I get confused between the Elks and the Moose.
I don't even know if there's a Moose Lodge still around.
I don't think
around.
There is anymore.
I think they shut down.
Did they?
Yeah.
I don't know.
What is that down in Park Marina? Is that the Elks? Or that's
Park Marina.
Yeah. I mean, not Park Marina. I'm sorry. Caldwell Park over in that area.
Yeah, that's the Elks.
That's the Elks.
And here's the thing.
So is the Moose up here on the hill?
Yeah. It was. I'm not sure if it's still
it
there.
It used to be on Lake Boulevard, right?
Yeah, up there in the hill. Yeah. Now, the Elks, if you're a member of the Elks, you can go anywhere because a lot of people will come because they have
camping
privileges.
So you do have to be a member for Elks because my parents are members.
That's a place that you can join just because it's got a swimming pool and you're down in the river and all that. And there's a lot of really great things. They don't pressure you, I don't think, you haven't been to a meeting in 43 months. Yeah, but I do go to the bar. Uh-huh. And
they have pool, and Daryl goes and plays cards every once in a while.
They have events there all the time.
And I just went to a birthday party. My niece had, they're members, and they had their daughter's birthday party there. So,
So, with that
moving
said,
on.
Let's go to succulents. I like that word.
I'm gonna go.
They're the rage, all the rage now lately. I mean, I see them everywhere. We have them in the store.
We gave succulents as dinner gifts when we hosted one of our one of those Turtle Bay things where people come over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we gave succulents that night. People were walking out. They really liked them. I mean,
well, there's something that's cool about them that's kind of old and yet modern in a way. It's like a classic house, where it's like it doesn't matter what its lines are, or bones are, it stands the test of time, sort of. So succulents have been around forever. They were big, probably back in the 70s and things like that. I don't know for sure. I can't really remember, but they definitely have made a comeback, and you see them in all the cool little hip stores and things like that, either live or plastic. And, people are making some really cool things. It's partly also what they put them in. So a lot of people are making really cool, handmade planters for them. And we have a woman in our store that's brought a bunch in recently that are super cool.
Which is the name of her store? Do you know? Because I'm getting ready to go mention another one as soon as I find out. Make sure I get, I think it was Wild Time.
Yeah.
Wild Time has a bunch of succulents.
Do they?
There. Yeah. And, the lady that, reopened that store.
Oh, so it did reopen.
Yes.
She reopened that store, and she sells succulents there, and she makes designs in them. I think, in fact, that's where we got our succulents at that time. So Wild Time has got them.
Yep. And then, like I said, we have a woman that has now made beautiful arrangements that are at the Enjoy store as well. But this is an article on growing succulents with Mountain Crest Gardens. And this is page 30. And surprisingly enough, I mean, we're in the perfect place for, a lot of these really cool growing facilities. And there's one that Rhonda has picked up stuff for me for the store that's from the coast.
McKinleyville.
In McKinleyville. Mm-hmm. And then there's this one, like I said, the growing facility, the Mountain Crest Gardens in Fort Jones. And they originally started out to be a nursery for growing forestry trees, which is still active, and they're one of the largest in the world, I think it says. But they've also got an area now where they grow succulents. And, the pictures are awesome, and I love the layout of this story. Mm-hmm. But you get to see, just rows and rows, and it looks like miles and miles of succulents that they're growing. And they are supplying them for, retail all over the world. And that's, again, in Fort Jones. The thing that's just always amazing to me is the magazine allows us to just find out things all the time.
Well, you know what? Your magazine, so it increases your awareness just like this show does. I mean, we learn from you all. We learn from our guests all the time.
Yeah.
Things that are going on. And, this is cool. That White Reek up there. I mean, who would have guessed that they had a place like that? You all find those hidden treasures
that nobody has the
time to go out and find.
And what's really cool is we have writers all over the place that give us these. A lot of them give us ideas.
Yeah,
And that this story is from a writer who lives in Fort Jones.
Okay.
So.
Well, I've got a story for you all for next year.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be next year because
make sure you give Rhonda plenty of time.
I know. I'll give it to you.
She's the goddess of planning.
I know. Hey, we've got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Lions Heated and Air. And let me tell you, Martin and Pam were at the Bark Wine and Brew, which was a huge success on Saturday night. Everybody was dressed up in their 80s costumes, and here came Martin and Pam. Like gangsters out from the Untouchables. And they support They support many of our community events that go on. Alliance Heating and Air, plus being the best place in the world to go get your air conditioning and heating systems looked at, worked on, replaced. They offer guarantees. They offer warranties. They have it all at Alliance Heating and Air. And they're just great people, and it's a better-known business. I can't think of any reason to go anywhere else. Give them a call at 221-2642. Learn more at homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back with Rhonda and James, and enjoy the magazine.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Don't miss Wind River Resort and Casino's Iced Out Halloween Bash, featuring 90s hip-hop rapper legend Vanilla Ice. Dress up, bust out your dance moves, and enter the costume and 90s dance-off contests. Over $5,000 in cash and prizes. DJ Bucky Dungeon on the ones and twos, playing all the hottest hits. Iced Out Halloween Bash, up close and personal with Vanilla Ice. Saturday, October 26th. Must be 21. Tickets on sale at windriver.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Sudhalter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we've really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in The studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Good morning, everybody. I hope you're having a great day out there. We are, and we're here with James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine, and this portion of the show brought to you by another local organization, Cornerstone Community Bank. Right here, community-oriented, professional, neighbors, all of these things. Two locations in town at 1845 California Street and at 192 Hartnell Avenue. They want you to experience how you can move your dream forward. And this is what Cornerstone Community Bank does. A great place to go to get to ask questions and get assistance. Cornerstone Community Bank. Okay, James Ronda here with us. What's our next article we're at? This is kind of the growing article. Yeah. Is that it? Because it's that time.
Yeah. So we have an article here on page 55 called Hey Pumpkin, and it's about Pumpkinland Chocolate Company on Highway 99 if you're heading either towards Chico or coming from Chico to Redding. It's very soft-spoken. It's kind of hidden, and it's amazing. They're just a quiet little company, but they've been around for absolutely forever, and I think their business model has changed. I mean, they have a lot of land, and that used to be a pumpkin patch, and I don't know all the details because I haven't finished reading the article myself, but I actually go there, and they have some of the best chocolates you'll ever have.
They just make it there?
Yeah, the full chocolate store. They have ice cream. It's just a great, great treat, but I mean, really, really good chocolate. Like some of the stuff that I buy there, like some of the clusters and stuff are some, I mean, I have never had better. I've tried for years to get them to wholesale some of it so that we could carry it in the store. But like I said, they are just self-contained and, you know, it's not what you think. It looks like a little house and then you go inside and it opens up into this just beautiful chocolate store that's like all shiny and gold, and it's kind of a little magic spot.
Yeah, and they have, is it Pumpkinland?
Mm-hmm.
They have out there that sells zucchini and tomatoes.
Yep.
And melons, persimmons.
Yep.
All of that stuff. Yep. Plus the guy found out himself, he learned how to make chocolate himself.
Yep.
Out there.
Yeah, so it's
family run.
Yep. So I'm trying to think if I was looking to see if it actually had a physical address, but you can go online and just go to Pumpkinland, I think it is. What is it?
It's at 12,000 Highway 99.
12,000 Highway 99. Right?
Yeah,
they call
it
Red Bluff because it's not far out of Red Bluff on the east side when you go down, you know, 99 starts.
$1.50 for a 3-scoop ice cream. Come on. Where do you get that at? And if you can't handle the cone, they'll give you a cup.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
So well worth
worse,
going.
There's nothing worse than licking your ice cream cone. And if it's a 3-scooper, having the top one fall off.
Mm-hmm. That's the worst.
I mean, you know what that causes?
You just pick it up and run it under the water.
It's childhood damage right there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, I like to put a shout out for the store because we now, again, are open 7 days a week. So we're on limited hours on Sunday. So come down and check us out if you want a nice, quiet Sunday morning. But also we call it our sample Sundays. So every Sunday, we sample goods in the store for that month. So we run an ad, and for the entire month, we do sampling. So this month, we are doing a kind of a local girl makes good famous product called Fabulous Fixins. A lot of people have bought it and know about it for years and years and years, and she used to be in the mall during the holidays. And now you can pick it up at the Enjoy store. We've carried it for a long time, but we're going to be doing pumpkin pie cake. So for the whole month of October, every Sunday you can come in and try out pumpkin pie cake and be able to purchase the Fabulous Fixin.
And it is delicious.
So it's a hybrid between like a pumpkin pie and a pumpkin cobbler, I would guess.
Oh, gosh,
it's
good.
It's like a pie with a cobbler crust on top. And
you guys are making it hard.
We make it fresh.
You're making it hard.
Every Sunday morning before we open, and you can come down and get a scoop and check it out, and it's amazing. We had this Sunday was our first week that we did it, and I ran out.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Do you have a lot of people come through on Sundays?
We actually, you know, yeah, we do. It's surprisingly, Sunday is turning out to be a pretty good day for us. A lot of people like,
you know, they go to church and then they go up to breakfast or something and then they come and do a little shopping, and it's been really nice.
And the store is open from 10 to 2 on Sundays.
Yeah.
So it is limited hours. Yeah.
Okay.
But we're open.
You've got church going on down there. Yeah. A lot of things. And I tell you, as these new places come online, you guys are in a perfect location right there. Even though, yeah, the parking structure has gone away, but it's still going to be a great location. There's still parking all around there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I guess they're not going to start on the north, on the south end.
Where we are.
They're going to start on
the north. The city came down and talked to us. We asked if we could have a meeting with them. There's one actually tonight, too, at Cedar Crest Bar and a brewery right next door to us. So if you want to come check it out, the city is actually going to be there, or McConnell's talking about it. But they listened to us because we were really freaked out that it was going to be coming down during the holidays. And they came and said, hey, you know what? That's a good idea. We're going to start on the north side. And we'll leave the parking structure for the holiday season so people have a place to park, and it supports the businesses through their critical months. So we're very thankful for that.
Where do you guys park? Do you park behind this building?
Right here. And we're talking about, are you going to put a like a bar, you know, across there, so it kind of saves us from it? But the owner of the building says, I'd love to do that, except we've got businesses that have walk-ins, and, you know, Hare, Maxwell's, others that – you know, they need places to park, and they have, you know, they come through there. So, you know, we'll just live with it, because right behind that is where McConnell's put that.
Right.
There's a bunch of spots there. And, you know, worst case is that we park across California Street.
Mm-hmm.
And, gee, then I have almost a 50-yard walk,
too.
But I get here early in the morning, nobody's here. And then when I leave, if I have to, I just park out there and come in. It's not insurmountable, but it's it's a growth. You know, we've got these things going on. We just have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's chaos, but it's
going to, there's going to be growing pains, but it's going to be awesome.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be so awesome.
It's going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks so much for coming today.
Thank you.
And when's your show now?
The third Thursday of every month. We're North State Now.
And if you pick up the October issue, you can look at page 49. I think it's 49.
Yes.
And
that's a great story.
Well, it's, you know what? Thank you so much for that. And we love this community just like you do.
Yep.
And so what can we say?
Yep.
Except that we're happy to be in Reading. And people ask us about moving. It's kind of like, nah, we're happy. tomorrow is going to be a great day, too. We've got a bunch of people coming in. And we've got national-level guests going this week, plus the EDC and Congressman LaMalfa. So everybody have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life.